What's up, everybody? Welcome back to another semi-thrilling episode of Double Tap. We are on episode 7. Today is March 8th, 2015. I am so messed up right now.
I should do those jokes, man. It happens. But
dude, I didn't know that taking drugs and video games would affect you in real life.
Right.
So
that's, no, I'm just kidding. We don't use drugs. That's kind of stupid. So if you do, stop. Go get some help. But I'm Tony. And, of course, with me is...
I'm Dave, I think.
Right. So we're just going to keep this show rolling. We're going to start off with what we always do, playing video games. And, Dave, what have you been playing?
Man, I'm not sure anymore.
Yeah.
Checked out the remake for Oddworld New and Tasty. That was just as fun as it always was. Started off actually a lot better than I think I ever did in the original, because when the original came out, I was a wee child, I think. I want to say child. It was probably teens.
Yeah, I think we were in middle school when that came out.
Yeah, something like that. I mean, mentally, I was like 5.
Right.
So, but it was still just as fun as ever.
If you go by mental, I still haven't aged very much, so I kind of like that. So
it's a process, bro. It's right. A process. You learn as you go, I think. That's what they say anyway.
Right.
But aside from that, did actually a few new things this week. The Oddworld, like I said, and then Surgeon Simulator. Did some streaming casts on that, and it was actually a lot more fun than I thought it was going to be.
Now, how's that work, the Surgeon Simulator?
So with your controller, you – and here's the weird thing. You're a surgeon, but you can only use one arm.
Okay.
So – like, you're doing all these complex surgeries with just one arm, like, sloppily breaking people's ribs open. Well, it's this one guy, one patient named Bob. And
nice.
I've probably killed Bob, like, over 200,000 times trying to save his life.
Well, he's like a cat, then. He just keeps coming back.
You're like a super mutated, non-dying cat, yeah.
That you bury in a pet cemetery, and he comes back.
I don't even have time to bury him, because... by the time he dies, I'm ready for another chance to revive him again. And like the first thing you do, I want to say it's a heart transplant, and then it moves on to the kidney transplant, and then you do, I want to say it's the eyes, and then the brain, and then teeth, in that order, I think. Don't quote me; I could be wrong. But it's you can either use the function of the 6-axis. And the PS4 controllers, or you can dual stick it. And honestly, I feel like it was a lot more fun to use the 6-axis, because there's not a whole lot of games out there right now for the PS4 that are supporting that actually work well with it. So I would tilt the controller like up and down, and on screen my surgeon would wave his hand up and down like I was waving bye or whatever. So if I knew Bob was about to die again, I'd just wave bye at him. I'd say my little farewell, and on screen you see my little surgeon hands just flapping at him and stuff. And then, like, if you pull the R2 trigger, it closes your last 3 fingers on your right hand, because it's a right hand. It's always right hand. I don't even think you can switch which hand to use, which would actually come in handy. See what I did there?
Right.
But, so the R2 pulls your ring... your middle ring and pinky finger, and then L2 pulls your index and thumb, and working with those controls, you like grab the different tools that are on either side of your OR table, and you gotta basically determine for yourself which ones to use in order to get the surgery done. So like, for example, the heart transplant, first you gotta break through the ribs, right? So there's this big ass hammer. I grabbed the hammer, I just like chomping away at these ribs and just watching the bones like disintegrate into nothing after a while. And then you got to get rid of the lungs. So you just pull them lungs right out, throw them wherever you want. And because nothing makes sense in this game. Like, it's so much fun. But ripping out all the other internal organs just to replace one to save a life makes no sense. But it is so much fun to do, because like, when you get to the point where you're ripping out, like, the lower intestine and stuff, you just throw it on Bob's face or throw it around his neck, and he's got a nice little scarf going on, yeah. You know?
Like, but, is this what med school's like? I want
to
go.
You know what? If this is what med school's like, I fear for the future. Like, surgery ever.
Right.
That's what med school's like. Dear God. But it was a lot of fun. So if you get a chance to get that on the PS4, I don't know if it's out on Xbox or not.
Yeah, I don't know either, so... I didn't even know it was on the consoles. I know I had seen it on Steam on PC, but that was it.
Yeah, because I've seen Markiplier do it a couple of times, and PewDiePie had done it as well. And I'm sure a ton of other YouTubers have done it. But I saw the promo on the PlayStation Store like a couple months back, I believe. Maybe it was even longer than that, where it was like it had asked the question, if you ever wanted to get famous on YouTube playing Surgeon Simulator, but you don't have anything to play it on? And then they're like, well, now you do. Come into consoles. I don't remember the date, but I have it now. So it's irrelevant. But, yeah, so that was a lot of fun. Then on top of that, there is a free-to-play online-only shooter game called Loadout. And to say that that game is offensive is taking it lightly.
Oh, yeah.
Like the characters are like giant caricatures of Sylvester Stallone, basically, or Schwarzenegger, depending on how you want to do the haircut. white trash, overweight lady, and I want to say like a reject of Mr. T, and then some like shark alien looking guy. So all these like overblown, like super muscular or super overweight characters, and the guy who kind of looks like Stallone, like 80s Stallone with the long Rambo hair in the back and everything. you can use it. They have a ton of microtransactions in this game. Like basically, that's the only way to get things that you really want.
It sounds like our graduating class, actually. But go ahead.
Yeah, pretty much. yeah, exactly like our graduating class. Now you think about it. but microtransactions can get you things like taking off the pants and underwear of your character and having a blurred out image right in front of where his name is Axel, right where Axel's junk is. And this loadout option is actually called Axel's Rod. And in the blur out, you can actually see his junk like swing from side to side when you turn your character model to view what he looks like. And to add insult to injury, they have taunts in the game. Guess what one of the taunts is? Just take a wild guess what would be perfectly coupled with
the loadout. Oh, it's gotta be a teabag.
Teabag. So the teabag. Not only does he stand there and go up and down above his fallen enemies with his junk swinging, but he looks at the camera and smiles at you while he's doing it. It is so damn offensive. And then, like, the overweight chick, I can't remember what her name is, but she's got, like, you could take off her entire top and she has pasties on. But I want to call them pancakes because that's exactly what they remind me of. She's like running at stuff. Her pancakes are all flying everywhere. So yeah, it's definitely not for younger kids at all. Like I'd say anyone under 16, but it's definitely a lot of fun to play. The shooting mechanics are great in it. It is actually a pretty good team based, like old school Call of Duty. Like you got deathmatch and you got domination and blitz and all this other modes. But it's a lot of fun, surprisingly. And I actually feel like it was a lot more well put together than Advanced Warfare was. And I know I'm going to keep, you know, be, why are you such a hater on Advanced Warfare? Because I am, okay? Because right. It's God-given right to hate on
it. Because haters are going to hate.
Yeah, and haters are going to hate. So, I love that movie. I'm sorry.
Right.
That's an interview. That's
yeah,
an interview.
Right.
So if you guys didn't understand that. But, yeah, no, that was a lot of fun. So aside from Surgeon Simulator, Oddworld, and Loadout, Valiant Hearts. Have you?
I downloaded it, but I haven't played it yet.
It's definitely really good. It's definitely a mood and a pace change from all these others, but it's got a pretty decent story to it. It takes place back in World War I, and you are playing as. So far, I've amassed four different characters. One is actually a dog. I want to say he's a German Shepherd, but he might be a Rottweiler as well. It's kind of hard to tell from the pixel, like not the pixelation, but the way they drew him up. It could go either way. But you play as a German husband, a Swiss father, and he's the father-in-law to the husband, and then a black American guy, and some other girl who I just met with that I don't know her name off the top of my head, but all their stories, all their timeline intertwine with each other, and it's kind of like a heart tugger. Like they kind of pulling your heartstrings a little bit about.
Now these people aren't actually fighting in the war. They're just in a town that's the war taking place, and they're just trying to survive in, right?
No, they're fighting in the war. Like even the dog, the war.
Oh wow!
And like the father. Okay, so like when the game starts out, it's this German man and this woman. They just had a baby. They're just doing their everyday thing, and the Germans come and enlist him because he's a German born native. And they drag him away to go fight on their side. And so the wife and the baby are left with her dad. Well, then the Swiss come and they're like, hey, you're old enough to fight, even though you're like 40 something, which back then was super old, and you're going to be enlisted. You're going to fight for us. So now the wife slash daughter is left by herself with their brand newborn baby, with her father and her husband both fighting in the same war on opposite sides. So it's really interesting to see like what's going to happen. Like my prediction was that they were going to come across each other in the battlefield and have to choose which one was going to live or die. That got blown way out the window within the first third or fourth levels, because they did actually interact, but it was because the father had become a POW. And he was actually forced to cook for the Germans that the husband was enlisted with. And I'm not going to, you know, spoil too much, but something happened. And the son-in-law managed to help the father-in-law escape for the time being. So he's on the run. He meets up with his black friend and blah, 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 blah. No more spoilers from here on out, I promise. But it's a real good game, and it was free for the PlayStation Network. And if you like any kind of interactive storytelling like Heavy Rain or anything like that, or even the Telltale games, this is kind of it's on the same level, because there's not a whole lot of personal action like you would get in an action-based game like Uncharted or even Call of Duty or whatever. But it's a lot of fun. It's puzzle-based more than anything, but it is the story is what's driving you to move on from each interaction. So, yeah, give it a shot. It's really good. That's all I got as far as what I've been doing. What do you got?
Say if you don't know that last patch on Dying Light, I've been playing that again, patch 1.04. If you did anything after that, all your trophies will start popping. Unfortunately, anything you did prior to it, like your side missions and all that stuff, won't count towards the trophy. So here's just a tip for you. If you stop playing prior to the patch and you go to play, look, you know, go into your quest tracker or whatever and check out all the side missions. This is what I didn't do, so now I got to go back and redo all the side missions again, because I don't know which side missions I had completed prior to the patch. And just write down which ones you have already done, and then start a new game. And you can actually start a new game from any story quest you want, and start from the quest The Clinic, because that opens up Old Town and the slums. And then that'll give you access to all the safe houses, which you can get that trophy now. And all you have to do is get there's four red safe houses in the Old Town, and there's, I think, 12 in the slums. So you go ahead and capture those. That'll give you that trophy. And then you can get all the side missions. So that's what I've been working on. It's going to take me a while to get all the side missions, because I actually went through. I thought I could just finish all the side missions I had left, which was about 20, so I finished all those, didn't get it, and then I had to do some research and realize that I should have wrote down all the ones I had already finished. And so now I'm going back, I started another new game, and I'm trying to get those done. So, but that's what I'm doing on Dying Light.
So you're saying that if you can remember which ones you did before the patch, you should just go from there or start completely over?
Yeah, you can. You have to redo those. Practically all the ones you did prior to the patch you need to do. So, but okay. You have to do it in a new game, because I don't think it'll give you an option to restart the missions. Actually, I know it won't give you an option to restart the mission in the same game. But you can start like a new game plus, or even start just a new game.
So there is the new game plus mode, because I didn't even pay attention to that. Yeah. I didn't know if that was a thing or not.
Yeah, what you have to do a new game plus, you have to go to play campaign, I believe it is, on the options menu, not continue, and then highlight the game that you have. And there's a button, I think it's square, or I'm trying to think what it is on Xbox. It might be square too there. And it says advanced, and then there's an option for new game plus, and then you can select whatever mission you want to start on there.
There's a square button on Xbox?
Yeah, yep.
Which one is that?
I think it's the same place as the the square on the PlayStation.
Oh, because I thought they were all X, B, A, Y.
Nope. I had to grab one real quick. Nope, I don't have any Xbox controllers in this room. They're all upstairs.
Oh, no, you're right. Yeah, because it's like it's almost like the start button, right? Or something like that.
It's square, triangle, circle, X, I think. No, that's PlayStation.
Yeah, that's PlayStation. Yeah,
I gotta remember now.
It's been a long day for you too, huh?
Yeah, hell yeah.
Taking all those in-game GTA drugs, aren't you?
Right, hell yeah.
But yeah, I don't Xbox. Obviously, I don't play that system. But I mean, even though I don't play it, I still try to get as much knowledge as I can about it. So I know.
I think you're right. It's like XBY something in it.
XBAY.
XBAY. Yeah, yeah.
XBAY. Yeah, yeah.
The PlayStation guy comes through.
Yeah. Hey, we gotta do what we can, man. We gotta help you all out.
Right. Hell yeah. It would be the X button on Xbox.
Right. Gotcha.
Yeah, I'm just waking up here, so.
I'm surprised that Microsoft never thought when they first came out with the Xbox to make their buttons actually spell out Xbox.
Right.
I always thought that'd be cool. You know, have your X button, your B button, O and X, you know, but then there'd be two X buttons, so right. I guess that I just kind of answer my own question. Right. But you can always have X1 or X2, right. So there, in your face logic.
Right.
But so was there anything else that you were doing other than the trying to catch up on the Dying Light patches?
That and then also for Dying Light, I need to do the quarantine zones as well. But besides that, I played some more Call of Duty Exo Zombies. Me and Hines have been playing that.
How'd that go?
Going all right. Not very good at that one yet. Still got to learn where there's actually power-ups in that too, which I wasn't aware of. That's like exosuit power-ups instead of like the colas that you would have in the prior ones.
So you mean the better ones?
Yeah, right? Yeah, definitely like the older Call of Duty Zombies better than this one so far, unless I can manage to find something I like. But so far, the Black Ops 2 Zombies, Black Ops, World at War, those are by far the definitive zombies.
So. That's your cue, Treyarch. You better step it up and make it real this year.
Right? Oh, yeah, I'm sure they will. But besides Call of Duty Zombies, I started Dragon Age Inquisition. I just got through the character selection. I did like the first mission. That game's pretty fun. I want to get into, they have a multiplayer on that. I'm not sure how that works yet. And I want to stream that. So I think I'm going to do that later on this week on Twitch. And then
did you get that for PlayStation or Xbox?
Xbox One.
Okay.
And then I've been playing a little bit of Destiny on Xbox One. So I'm getting my character up on there. And then I got it for PlayStation 4. I just got it all loaded. I got the season pass on PlayStation 4 for that, so I'll probably get going there on there, go. So we can all team up on that and get some raid going.
Well, like I said, man, whenever you decide that you want to hook up, just let me know.
Yeah, we'll do. So let's go ahead and move into the news, unless you got anything else you want to add to what you've been playing.
I don't think myself counts as the list, does it?
No, totally doesn't. Okay. No one wants to hear about that. All right. No one out there wants to hear about it. No. So first thing on the news that I want to add, Tales from the Borderlands Episode 2, they finally have a release date. And if you don't know, this game came out, the first episode came out in November. So we're talking 4 months later, the second episode comes out. That is way too long, especially if you're talking about an episodic game. Someone that's doing it right is the Resident Evil Revelations. If you're doing an episodic game every week is perfect. I mean, every week you should be coming out with your next episode. I don't like waiting that long for the next episode to come out to play a game. I'm at the point to where I don't think I'm going to get episode 2 yet. I'm just going to wait for all 5 to be out and then just download them and play them that way. I'm kind of a binge player. I want to play it all at once instead of waiting to see the whole story. So
I kind of feel like the first Walking Dead, the Telltale's one, I felt like that came out way too long in between too. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. I don't remember the exact spacing, but it felt like it was a couple months at least in between each episode.
Yeah, I waited on the Walking Dead season 2. I waited till the end of that one and then played all of them. The first one, I played those as those came out.
Yeah, those were a lot of fun.
So then the second thing I want to add to the news, Comcast, they're blocking the HBO Go app on the PlayStation 4, which I think is a bunch of bullshit because you pay for HBO through Comcast and you should be able to use it however you want. I mean, you pay for the HBO service through Comcast. You're going to sign in to it through your PlayStation 4. There's no reason that Comcast should block you for using it. And they say that you have other ways to access their content, you know, whether it's through your Roku or through your smart TV or through the computer. So it doesn't make any sense that they're blocking it. I think, you know, it's kind of dumb.
Yeah, that is a lot of crap. That's almost like paying for a ticket to ride the bus and then getting denied to ride the bus because you're not paying for the seat on the bus.
Yeah.
Or something to that effect. Either way, it's bullshit. That's really retarded. Doom on you, Comcast. That's all I got to say.
I'm just glad I don't have Comcast.
Or I guess a better analogy would be like, oh, that's like saying we're going to give you a gaming console with the option to play online, but then you have to pay to play online. What's up with that?
Right. Yeah. I mean, at least with the HBO Go thing, it's kind of shitty because it's a separate service that they offer, and they right. advertise that you're going to get to be able to use that on other means. You know, you can right. use that. And then they just deny it on the PlayStation 4. Either they have a bias against PlayStation, or that's the only thing I can think of. They just have a bias against PlayStation 4, which is bullshit.
Yeah, because I saw that on there on the apps like yesterday, and I was like, oh, you know what? If I never wanted to get HBO, but I wanted to get all the shows and movies or whatever, you know, that'd be kind of sweet to have.
Yeah, because so. I get HBO when Game of Thrones comes out. I'll get it to watch all those episodes so I can stay current with the season. And then I want to watch it on either my PlayStation or Xbox, and the fact that they block it for PlayStation, that kind of sucks.
Do you know how much it is a month for the HBO Go Pro?
I want to say the app is free when you pay for it. You have to have an HBO subscription for through your cable provider, and for that it was like $17 or $8. I can't remember. It's either like $8 or $17. I know that's a big gap. I can't remember. It's been a while. But
see, yeah, that's completely different from what I thought it was, because I thought it was basically like HBO or Netflix for HBO. Yeah. You know, that's what I thought it was. Like, you pay like $8 or $9 a month or whatever, and you get all access to HBO stuff. But you actually have to have a subscription first.
Yeah, you have to have a subscription through your cable provider. But now, just recently, HBO announced that they're going to go a la carte to where you don't need to have a cable subscription. And I don't know when that takes off, but they did. I think they said it's going to come out before Game of Thrones comes out. So, so that I'll be more apt to do instead of going to the cable provider, unless it's cheaper for me to go through my cable provider. So
didn't they have Game of Thrones on Netflix or on Hulu?
Yeah, but that's not on there. They have it to where you can buy it through Amazon, I think. Like iTunes has it, you can buy it. And that's just season 4, but they're going to be starting season 5.
See, I've never gotten into that because I don't have a lot of the, or I have opted to not have a lot of the cable channels like Stars or Showtime or HBO or anything like that, because one of the only shows I watch on TV is The Walking Dead. And aside from that, little things here and there, like stuff that my wife and I like to watch, like Castle or Bones or whatever, or Archer, you know, but all that stuff is on channels
I gotta catch up on Archer. I love that show. I'm so far behind now. I just caught up on Walking Dead finally.
All the seasons are on Netflix, my friend. Even the new one, Archer Vice, just came out like 2 days ago on Netflix. So
it's
really good. I wish there was more episodes of Archer, because there's only like 13 episodes a season.
Yeah.
But God, I love that guy. Like he's almost like how I feel like I would be as a spy. If I was super good looking and thin and white and could grow hair on my head and was athletic and had money, where was I going?
Right. Yeah.
Anyway, Archer's awesome. I love Archer. But yeah, they have all the seasons on Netflix. So if you've never watched Archer or you don't know what Archer is about, go watch that shit. What are you doing with your life?
This next news thing will probably get you excited. I'm not a very good Metal Gear Solid fan. I haven't played since Xbox. See, that's how good a Metal Gear Solid fan I am. Since the original PlayStation. Last one I played was it was like a Metal Gear Solid. It was a tactical one. I can't even remember what it was called. It wasn't even it didn't even have a number next to it. It was like a certain missions or special missions one. VR missions.
What?
Yeah, that's the last Metal Gear I played. That's how long it's been. I bought the remaster one for the Vita, and I couldn't remember how to play, so I just traded it in. I was like, all right, yeah, I obviously suck at life, so I'm trading this game in. So, but anyways, yes. Metal Gear Solid 5, Phantom Pain is releasing September 1st this year. So.
Oh, cool. Well, if I cared about it, I'd care about it.
Right?
I actually am a Metal Gear fan, and I know people are going to be like, well, how could you say that if you're a Metal Gear fan? Because I should say, more precisely, I'm a Solid Snake fan. Like, I like Solid Snake. I liked him. I love his character. I liked everything about him. And this next Metal Gear is obviously about Big Boss. And as intriguing as the story of Big Boss is, and all the crap that he went through that made him the way he was by the time you come across him in the original Metal Gear games, I feel like it's just a character that I really don't care to learn that much more about. You know what I mean? It's like, okay, like if you have, oh hell, let's say the Shredder, okay, on the Ninja Turtles. Yes, he's a very interesting character. Yeah, he was one of the things that made the struggle of the Turtles and their fight to stop him so interesting. But how much more backstory about the Shredder does anybody care to know? You know what I mean? Like, we have his motivations. He's a dick. We get it. Okay? You know, but we don't really need to go back into his teenage years as to what turned him into a dick or, you know, and that's fine to do, like, once, maybe twice, but, like, doing it three different times, it's just like, okay, we got to move on from here. You know what I mean? Like, I understand Hideo wants to do a new Metal Gear with the new technology, you know, running on the higher systems and everything else, but can we at least do something fresh? You know what I mean? Like, continue on from Snake's legacy or after Raiden or something that's not back in the early 80s or 70s, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't know. That's just my opinion. Like I said, I am a fan of the series. I'm more of a fan of Snake than anything else. The Snake Eater game, when we first got reintroduced into Big Boss's life, that was a lot of fun. That was really cool to do. But then after that, like Shadow Walker and stuff like that, I really just wasn't interested in it. And even when they ported it to the PS3, I was like, you know, I'm not really caring too much about Big Boss anymore.
Yeah, so that's all I got on news. And I don't know if I actually said it now that I'm thinking about it, but the Borderlands 2 Episode 2, they did announce the release date was March 17th. I know I had mentioned it, but I don't know if I said the date. So the episode 2 is supposed to come out March 17th for episode 2.
Mm.
Do you have anything else you want for news or want to add?
Not that I can think of, man. You want to get into what's going to be dropping the rest of the month or the next week?
Yeah, let's one thing we want to touch on because the PlayStation Plus drop didn't come out before we recorded last week. So the free games for last month, or this month I mean, Oddworld Abe's Odyssey, the new and tasty, is one of the free games. Valiant Hearts, The Great War, Papa and Yo. I've never played that. You know anything about that game?
I might have heard about it once or twice, but not off the top of my head.
The first two I mentioned are PS4 games. Papa and Yo is a PS3 game. Sherlock Holmes and Crimes and Punishments, PlayStation 3 game. Ali Ali 2, Welcome to Hollywood. That's a PlayStation Vita and PS4 game. That's a new game that just came out last week, I believe. And they're giving that one away free. So that's pretty awesome that they're giving that free to PlayStation Plus members already. They did that. Ali Ali 2, the Welcome to Hollywood.
Ali Ali?
Yeah.
Wasn't that something you said during Hide and Seek?
Right.
What's it even about?
It's a skateboard sim, as far as I know. I've never played any of them. So this is the second one.
Like Ollie's, gotcha.
Yeah. Yep. And that's on the PS4 and the Vita, and then Counter Spy on PS3, PS4, and the Vita.
Now, I took a look at that, and I took a look at the gameplay footage and the trailer and whatnot, and there's a couple of buddies on my list that said they played it and really, really like it, but I haven't even touched it other than, you know, seeing the trailers, and I really am just – I've got, like, a lot of other games, like I mentioned before, on top of the stuff that I'm continuously playing, like Destiny and Dying Light. And so I'm just waiting. I'm actually just kind of biding my time until I can either get my hands on that. I know I kind of made a light joke about it before, but Zombie Army Trilogy, looks really damn good. Like, I watched a couple of the trailers for it and some gameplay footage for it, and it was actually looking a lot better than what I thought it was going to be. And something that I don't – now, anybody can – please feel free to write us or comment me or anything on either this podcast or on Twitter. My handle is Deadpool Orta, but – and that's O-R-T-A, Deadpool in front of it, just in case you're worried about spelling. But it seems to me when I was watching some streaming that they kind of – and I don't know if they have any association or if they asked Treyarch for permission – but it sounds like the sound effects were ripped straight out of Nazi Zombies.
Oh, yeah?
like the zombies, like, themselves sound horrifically close to the old... And, like, I just watched my son... I actually played a little old-school Black Ops 2 Zombies with my boy earlier, who had just turned 10 on Friday. And me and him, you know, we get into some old-school Zombies action every now and again. But watching the stream last night, and then playing with my son today on that, it sounded so damn close that I almost couldn't tell the difference between the two. And then some of the hero animations or sounds, the sounds almost sounded like Tank Dempsey from the main four characters from the original Zombies. So I don't know if that's a coincidence. I don't know if that was the streamer messing with sounds. I don't know. But it's going to be really interesting to find out for myself, because I do plan on getting it this week, because, like I said, Bloodborne don't come out till the 20th,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah, late March.
Yeah. So in order to kind of fill the gap between now and then, I wanted to get that because it looked really good, but...
Dude, there's a lot of games that drop on the 20th. Mario Party 10.
Oh, okay.
Dude, I can't wait to play that.
So Wallet Stealer Part 10, okay.
Yeah, right? It's actually one of the games I was looking forward to playing on the Wii before it dies, inevitably.
Yeah. It's going to be interesting to see who Sony sells their shares to.
Right.
I mean, not Sony, Nintendo. Dear God, I'm tired too. Holy crap. This is just all raw, unedited crap we are doing for here, guys, tonight, because we're tired. We don't want to deal with this shit no more. I'm just kidding.
And I got to go to work, but it's all good.
Yeah, and I don't.
So let's I'm gonna go ahead and list off the games that are coming out next week.
Do it.
And there's a couple add-ons too, so they're gonna be all in the mix here. I'm gonna list them off, and just stop me if you want to hear more on it, Dave. Resident Evil Revelations 2 Episode 3. We already know what systems that's out on. Yep. Shiftlings for the PS4 comes out on the 12th. Tokyo Twilight Ghost Hunters on the PS3 and the Vita that comes out on the 10th. Ori and the Blind Forest for the Xbox One and 360, that comes out on the 11th. Hotline Miami 2 Wrong Number, that comes out for the PS3, PS4, and the Vita, that comes out on the 10th. Flame Over, that comes out just for the Vita on the 10th. Codename Steam, that comes out on the 13th, that comes out just for the 3DS. And Atelier Shelley, I can't even pronounce that right, but Alchemist of the Dusk Sea for the PS3 on the 10th. And then the add-ons that come out for The Evil Within, it's called The Assignment, that comes out on the 10th.
Yeah, I was thinking about picking that up, too.
That one, I believe, you play as, like, the what's-his-face's partner.
No, it's actually, she's just a separate character. She's a female, she posed as a female officer, but she was actually working for another company altogether. Spoiler alert, I guess I should have said that before I yapped off at the mouth. But she's a third person character in the main campaign, and her motives and intentions really aren't clear, but I guess this DLC is gonna clear some of that up as to, you know, who she really is, who she's really working for, and her mission throughout the main game. Cause throughout some of the parts of the game, it almost looks like she's working against you. But then here comes some more spoiler alerts. At the very end of the game, she kind of saves your life. So it's going to be interesting. That was one of the reasons that I wanted to get it, just to see who the hell she was really working for.
Right. Show me who you're working with.
Right. but she's kind of an enigma at this point, so I think I might have to pick that DLC up.
And then another DLC drop for Far Cry 4, Valley of the Yetis, comes out on the 10th. I never played any Far Cry game, so I don't know anything about it.
I would say if you're going to start with one, start with four.
Yeah.
Because everybody, the IGN kind of gave it a little flack because they wrote off the same formula as Far Cry 3 as far as the mechanics and the gameplay and everything else. So they were like, oh, you're so unoriginal, da 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 da. Yet they give Call of Duty high ranks every year. So, you know, or not high ranks, I should say, but above mediocre. You know what I mean? Because every new Call of Duty that comes out up until now was basically running off the same kind of formula as the one before it.
Right.
So, but that's neither here nor there. The point is the fact that Far Cry 4 and Far Cry 3 have been so closely compared that some of the more hoity-toity reviewers were like, oh, well, you guys are just copycatting off your own game. Da, 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 da. But my thing is, if it's broke, don't fix it.
Right.
You know what I mean? If it worked really well, why decide to go drastically outside of the box?
Yeah, some people just want that same game, but just a new story, you know? Right, just a new environment, more story.
And they even said themselves, nothing wrong with that. They even said themselves that the main character in Far Cry 4 was, like, leagues above the one from 3. So I feel like if you're going to start with one, go with 4, because that was my first Far Cry ever. And I absolutely loved it. I platinumed it out.
Oh, nice.
I kind of wish I would have kept it. The only reason I didn't is because at that point in time, Dying Light was about to drop, and I just needed some extra trade-in credit. So I traded in that and Advanced Warfare, which that one I was happy to get rid of. But, you know, I traded those both into a Dying Light, which I do and don't regret because Far Cry 4 was a lot of fun. But the Valley of the Yetis DLC looks really interesting because the Far Cry 4 had a little
now,
bit of...
I think that the Valley of the Yetis, is that a standalone a DLC? I don't think you need the actual game to play it.
I think you might need the game to play. I don't know. I'm not 100%.
Well, you vamp for a little bit, keep talking, and I'll look it up.
Yeah. I don't know. All I know is that during one part of the main game, there was kind of like a tease to the Yetis actually existing within the game world already, because Far Cry 4 does have a element of supernatural background to it with the Shangri-La, or not Shangri-La. Good God, I can't remember. Is it Shangri-La? It might be Shangri-La.
I don't know, buddy. But it looks like you're right. You probably do have to have the game because it says it's part of the season pass. So
yeah.
I would assume it's part of the game. It doesn't say anything specifically on this site that I'm on, IGN, about being a standalone. So, and but I would think they would know of anybody. So,
either way, it looked really, really fun and really interesting to play because you still actually play as the main character, AJ or AJ Gale, however you want to pronounce his name, because he pronounces his name AJ, but in Karat, where he's technically from, they pronounce it AJ. Because,
AJ.
Yeah, it's whatever. But no, that looked good too. I think another thing that we might have left out on the list was DMC, Devil May Cry, the Definitive Edition. Comes out for the PS4 on the 10th as well.
Yeah, and they enhanced it to, what, 1080p graphics, 60 frames per second, all that shit that I won't even notice with my eye, but some people will.
Yeah, and I played the original version when it came out on the PS3, and I loved it. And I was actually going to platinum that out, but a couple of other things came out, and it took my attention away because of ADD and reasons. So I really liked it, though. I was kind of considering picking up that version as well, but with everything else coming out and what I've already got on my plate, I probably won't, unless I feel the need for, you know, the high octane combo gaining, you know, fast paced action, because this actually comes with all the DLC and stuff in this version. So you can actually get like the alternate skins, and you could play as the Virgil story DLC and whatever else came with it. So
All right.
It's a good.
I want to do something fresh here. Well, it's not fresh because it's been done on other podcasts before, and I kind of like what they do. They do this thing called Pick of the Week, and it's where they pick one game that's dropping this week. So, Orta, what game that's coming out would you pick to be your top game this week? What game would you recommend? What's your pick? And you can go with an add-on if you want.
What were the new games one more time, like the PS4 ones?
Yeah, you got Shiftlings, PS4 Hotline Miami 2 wrong number, and that's it. That's it for the new games. Then if you want to count Resident Evil Revelations Episode 3.
And then the DMC, right?
Yeah, and the DMC.
Honestly, if I had to get one of those, it probably would be DMC.
DMC?
Yeah.
All right, that's your pick of the week.
Yep.
I think I would go with Hotline Miami 2 wrong number. I never even played the first one, but It's the box art, dude. It looks pretty awesome. It's got a guy with, like, he's got, like, glasses that are broken. I heard it's got really fun gameplay. The first one was really good, according to other people, not from my stance. So I really want to check it out. I might even buy the first one and then get back into that first or the second one.
See, from what I hear, it's really kind of graphic.
Yeah, I hear it's controversial, like, for sure.
Yeah, for being like an 8-bit game. So yeah. I don't know. Like, I'm an old school gamer, and I grew up with Nintendo, Super Nintendo, and I still love some of those games. However, the way my brain works is I need something fresh. So even though it's a brand new, you know, game on its own, it's a new series, like, if I have the option to play something with better graphics, I'm going to go ahead and choose that, just because I got this badass system, and, you know, my TV is no slouch either, so I'm not going to waste, you know, the talents of my system and my TV on something kind of retro. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. That may be petty.
Yeah, but I was actually going to pick it up on my Vita, just because, you know, I'm busy this week. I got to go to work, so I can play it, you know, on my breaks at work and whatnot.
Like that. If I had a Vita, yeah, I would probably definitely go for something like that. But since I don't right now, I would probably just stick with, you know, the other high-end, high-grade graphical games. And like I said, that may be shallow of me or whatever, but that's just how I'm rolling right now.
At least you won't drown.
Right.
Right?
Right.
So
yeah, so I don't know. That's just how I would be. I'd pick DMC.
But one thing to mention, though, I never played Far Cry 4 or Evil Within, so I couldn't really tell you if I would pick those add-ons or not. So that's one thing to note.
Well, as somebody who has played both, I would definitely pick those both up. If you still have Far Cry 4, yeah, get the Valley of the Yetis and Evil Within. I am seriously considering picking it up just because I don't know. I can't remember this chick's name. I feel so bad. I keep wanting to call her Helena because she reminds me of Helena from Resident Evil 6, which was not the best Resident Evil, and we've already talked about that before. But that's I don't know why I just want to keep calling her that, but I know that's not her name.
No, you're right.
But that story arc seems interesting to me because I want to know who the hell she's working for and what her motivations was and what she was going to do with the crazy kid once she got her hands on him. So
hopefully nothing terrible.
Well, I mean, I say kid, but, you know, he's like 20, 22. So
oh, gotcha.
It could be something terrible. I don't know.
Right.
I think at one point she did try to kill him, but then the main character stopped her.
Maybe she's, what do you call it, bipolar?
Multi-personality?
Maybe it was her other friend that was trying to kill her.
All I know is whenever anybody asks me about being bipolar, I always tell them the same exact thing. I hate being bipolar. It's awesome.
Right.
So.
Well, on that note, I think we probably should wrap this show up.
I agree. I think for this month, you and I had talked about, because we haven't done it yet, and we're already
halfway through almost.
Yeah, we're like over a week into March now. So what we decided we're going to do, our topic of the month is going to be about medieval times.
Yes, something along the vein of medieval.
Medieval times, like wizards and knights and witchcraft and all that other fun imaginative stuff that World of Warcraft players drool over.
Okay, there's our first suggestion. No, I'm just kidding.
So, well, yeah. I you had mentioned something to me before about how we're gonna start to, especially on the game portion, like not so much on the movies, music, or TV or whatever, but on the game portion, we're definitely gonna only try to recommend things that we've personally had our hands on. So that probably won't be on the list for me. It might be for you because I know your brother is been a WoW nerd for 30 years.
Yeah, I have a level 90. I need to get him up to the new level cap, so I don't know. I haven't got the new expansion, so I don't know if I can really recommend it, so it's been a while.
Either way, I definitely probably think out there about that, other than my experience with the South Park episode.
So that's great.
That's about my only World of Warcraft experience is South Park, so.
Hey, but there's our second suggestion, the South Park game, dude. That was great.
Stick of Truth?
No, oh, man.
I wanted to play it, but I didn't. I didn't get it. Oh, my.
You're missing a great game, dude. You need to go get it now and play it before you do anything else.
I might have to.
Yeah, I laughed the whole time playing it. It was great.
Yeah. I need to see more comedy in games, so I might have to check that out.
Hell yeah. Well, like he said, we're going to do Medieval Times. And yeah. So it's been fun recording. I'm sorry we kind of rushed through this episode. Next week, we're going to try and give you some suggestions based on that. Well, that's going to do it then. We're going to go ahead and wrap this episode up. I've been Tony.
I think I've been Dave.
So you can follow me on Twitter at TonyTheGamerGuy. You can follow Dave on Twitter at DeadpoolOrda. Go ahead and message us there if you have any suggestions for our new suggestion topic for this month or any suggestions for the podcast in general. It's been fun. Until next time, peace.
Deuces.